watch Germany, Carolyn. Watch Germany.
Mm. Okay.
It's all but gone. It's all going to be gone. You know, it'd be hard for Germany to fall into the sea, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes, they applied to legislative, executive, and blah, 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 but it's bigger than that. You can't just limit
Correct.
Yourself, right, Ion?
Correct, because those are fleeting, because as you see, they're about to eat themselves alive.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you want any more than
Bob's,
that, Bob?
We're fixing to call Bob's Dark Lord and Master Satan and have him blowed up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the...
Bob's going to unmute.
He said an hour ago, we're going to bring in the aliens contact. And you've been saying we're going to have to say we got our stuff from aliens because nobody's going to believe Bob and Carolyn. Is that connected to what you were just saying? No. Is that what you were saying an hour ago?
Yeah.
The alien factor?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'll go into this. You're saying the crack up. Are we witnessing the crack up of the beast, which is the three, legislature, Congress, and...
The shells, the shells of the beast.
The beast, because the beast is in Brussels, so this is the front for it, right? Or the Antichrist is in Brussels.
Correct.
Yeah. So the they're cracking up. So it's going to be quite a crazy election, is what you're telling us. It's going to get unresolved.
Well, now they've got it's gone so upside down, topsy turvy. But now they're suing the NRA, Bob. They're going to get them guns. Now, that's the most precious thing ever, 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 the National Rifle Association. My God, Charlton Heston, she'd have been her himself, the chairman of that. You can't go past Judah Ben Hur, for God's sake. You can't do that. That's ridiculous. They're even going after that.
Okay, yeah, so that they're doing that in New York. They don't mean New York State. They mean the whole national organization they're suing?
Right, saying they're only one.
Right.
There's not
and that'll
units
what,
the NRA.
What? Units. That, what are you saying?
There's not units of the National Rifle Association. There's only one NRA.
Right, so they're going to, that's going to make a lot of people vote for Trump, right?
They're going to get mad and they're going to say, get rid of the NRA, and I'm fixing to take these bullets and bust a cap in your ass. And we won't need the NRA to do that.
Is that Trump will say that?
No, the citizenry.
So the Democrats, if they were getting ahead with their fake Biden, they're blowing it with the gun thing, is what you're saying.
Correct. And they're trying to move the debates now so far off that everybody will have voted before they ever had the debate.
Right. Okay, so it's not going to be decided on November 5th, a day after the election. There's going
Trump
to be a lot
says
of
months. Trump says months, years.
Well, do you see that?
It may never be decided.
I know. Do
we
you,
said there
do
was,
you see
we
that?
Said there wasn't gonna, we said there was not going to be an election, so we still say what we said that we see last time. So that part hasn't changed. Now, what they're calling it, that keeps changing. Like we don't, because it should have been postponed and caused a constitutional convention. But you don't have the states together enough to have a constitutional convention today. That doesn't
but
mean
you
that
will.
You won't get together when they start falling away. Or the way that the coronies attacking folks, there may not be any governors left.
Right. So.
This
is
you know
another way
the
Constitution. Listen, this is another way the Constitutional Convention is going to happen through the election fiasco. That's a big factor making
Christmas
it happen.
Time's coming.
Oh, you get that, Ion?
Christmas.
What's wrong with Ion?
Coming.
We're not.
And it's on
not
its
registered,
way.
Carol.
We're telling you something.
Speak.
We're telling you something. Christmas time is coming.
Oh, okay. All right. So, time of the Constitutional Convention. And this is partly how Trump, you're saying Trump's going to be in for 16 years. This is part of what's going to come out of the Constitutional Convention.
It may
convention.
Take them that long. It may take them to find all the ballots in the closed post offices to decide. But, yeah, it's
right.
going to be a mess because if Trump loses, it's going to be illegitimate no matter what. And if Trump wins, the Democrats are going to start right out of the chute. It's illegitimate no matter what. So it doesn't matter what they say. They already sent the word out that Kamala Harris was the vice president. Now they've changed their mind. So you can't go by tick biting, Bob.
Okay. So, let me say this. This is important. Mute yourself. Jenny just sent this. Someone Twitter, anonymous patriot Twitter, that Trump just said at the Whirlpool talk, I have a lot of enemies out there. This may be the last time you see me for a while. He's going stealth.
Wow.
Yep.
Yep. Yep.
Yep.
Yep.
And they're nasty. Because they're nasty.
That's because his own personal secret service, you know, his own security is better than the government security. They've told him about what's coming after him, right?
They know because we told you, and it was in the box. Like, you better get ready. Screaming. Steve.
Are you talking about us going stealth in that sentence? Are you talking about us going stealth?
No, but he got it out of the box.
Well, what is this box? The red box. What's that? Our Saturday night recordings?
Where he gets his heads up of what's up. They didn't believe it, Bob, but now they do. They didn't believe it, Bob, but now they do. You scared them to death. You scared them, Bob.
They didn't believe what?
That they didn't believe that this was going to go like this. They didn't believe that it was going to be this ugly. They didn't believe that the pandemic was going to be this bad. They didn't believe it was going to affect the pigs. They didn't believe it was going to be this bad. They didn't believe that he could build it so high and it could fall so low. They didn't believe they were going to have to ask Lyndon LaRouche to ease up off the Queen so she can make a nice, good decision. They didn't believe that all this stuff was flying down the mountain from the Yellow Dog Democrats' zeitgeist. And now it is, and it's coming true, and he's getting a little taste of his
You mean his karma? His karma?
No, not karma. Okay, if you make poison, Bob, it gets everywhere. Okay, so he's having to be careful.
He's a bad president. His bad president style has come back on him.
No,
well, what are you talking about?
No.
He's getting it. What are you talking about?
There's poison. There's a wild man in the yard. Bob, I'm going to stay in the house for a little while. There's a wild man in the yard. I sent him. I called him up, I made him, I gave him power, but there's a wild man in the yard. I don't want to get tangled up in my own poison, Bob. And I'm going to sit right here and I'm going to wait and see what Bob says and decide from there.
Are you saying that they didn't believe whatever Ryan was saying 6 months or a year ago, and that's coming
longer
true?
Longer than that ago.
And they remember what was said. They remember what was said. Now they're seeing it's happening.
Oh, yeah. And now things have shifted. And then we told you when Hong Kong fell, it was going to be some shit.
Yeah.
Remember that?
That's right.
Remember Lyndon LaRouche? Remember Lyndon LaRouche?
No, I give it up on him.
Don't you remember LaRouche and his big issue with the Queen? Who holds 27 more years of Hong Kong? The fucking Queen of England. She did lose it. That's a problem, Bob. That's a problem.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So she's going to do her personal string pulling.
You'll see. You'll see. It's going to be. There's going to be a lot of things. There's going to be a lot of things that shift. And so this is an aspect or a ratio of just that. And it won't be quite that serious.
What's this? This is an aspect of, what is the this?
Trump stealth. We're talking about Trump going stealth. The stealthiness of Trump is not going to last that long. But, yeah, we're going to keep him in the bunker for a day or two.
Can we broadcast what you're talking about here?
Yeah, why not? It's a Twitter. You got to ride the penis sometime, Bob.
What do you mean? How is this Twitter? We don't put this on Twitter.
No, that's where the message came from.
No, your opinion about what's happening in your warnings, is that to be made public?
Hell yeah, put it out there. Rub-a-dub-dub, let's fuck.
Okay.
Rub-a-dub-dub, let's fuck. And that goes, okay, we like that. It's fine.
All right.
It's enough. If a little bit of Duana can make a grim reality in all of Beirut, just think how much Duana there is in the world, Bob.
You're saying Luana or Duana? What's that word?
Duana. Duana is fertilizer, Bob. It's how your garden grows.
So the sentence was something about Beirut and the fertilizer that blew up. What'd you say about it?
Yeah, look what a little bit of Duana will do.
Okay, so this may not be public, but so why did the fertilizer blow up in Lebanon?
They set it on fire because they're talking shit about Israel, which is devouring itself with Netanyahu and his bullshit. He can't get a party. He's split ruling. They're trying to put him in jail. They're trying to kill him, but they can't get the body out because of the coronavirus, so he's going to have to live. He may be the last one yet. Bibi Netanyahu didn't do anything wrong. Well, okay, he did everything wrong. Okay, but so did the rest of the motherfuckers. So good. You know what I mean? It's kind of like Judas splitting hairs. It's a pretty sad day after that. So back that off just a little bit. And then Beirut trying to do their thing, and it's not bad.
So Beirut started criticizing Israel.
Correct.
And Israel blew
and that
up.
And that caused the new Tiananmen Square vigil. And you're fixing to see it all fall.
Wait. So the Israelis blew up. The Mossad blew up in Beirut, right?
Yeah.
And then now you're jumping back to Hong Kong.
Had it done.
Something will happen in Hong Kong.
And that caused the Tiananmen Square vigil.
Well, that's happening today? I haven't seen the news.
Yep. You know when you blew up your mom, Bob, 75 years ago? You were just a baby.
I blew up real good. Okay, so see how the dark soul grins at the idea of blowing up his mother? See the happy tone in Bob's voice go.
Yeah.
And so when you have these this problem with Bibi in Israel, it mirrors and is always connected to what's going on in Washington. So Bibi is Trump. They're both accused of crimes and everything. And if they
No, you're messing it up. That's the rings of the Pentagon, Bob. Bibi connects to the rings of the Pentagon. You know more about that than anybody else, and we're not going to corrupt your recording. But you know exactly what we're talking about from the inner ring. You know exactly what we're referring to. And it has nothing to do with Mossad, but it does have a lot to do with what you call Zeitgeist. So we don't want to. We're not going to. Now Bert would tear that to hell and back. He would have dinner over just that. But we're going to let that lay because we don't want to corrupt your recording. But you know exactly the Iron Curtain and the third inner ring. From the third ring.
The Pentagon or the angel diagram? The ring of what?
The Pentagon.
Yeah.
We're talking about the Pentagon, Bob. Pentagon.
Do we broadcast this part?
You can. We didn't corrupt it. We didn't say stuff that would corrupt it because you need something.
Yeah. Okay, so.
Can't get a letter to fucking Washington, D.C. Can't get a letter to fucking Washington, D.C., man. Start humming. Get you a kazoo or a comb. Then Carolyn can play the spoons. Y'all can play Zappa. We'll get a two-cycle engine. And the spoons and a comb and a kazoo, and we can sing Zappa, It'll be beautiful, Bob. JW needs to pee more than once in 12 hours, Bob.
Yeah, oh, that's right. So, now listen, you're saying Trump will get what his own medicine. Well, that's karma. And
no, it's
why
not. No. He set this thing off, and he's just saying, I'm going to stay inside because this thing's a mess.
What did he get
thing, up? Oh, the Hiroshima bomb.
No, that was many years ago. So what? He wasn't even born.
The new one, Bob.
There's a new Hiroshima bomb that'll...
That has to do... Well, we still got to crack the wall. We said Tiananmen Square, didn't we? Come on,
well,
keep up, Bob.
All, isn't this all Vile Judgment, Tech Body confusion? We're trying to figure out...
We're not figuring out. All he's saying is, it's hot. I'm not coming outside for a little bit. It's hot. I got a lot of people gunning for me. It's hot. I'm not going to expose myself right now. But it's hot. Bob may go stealth. I'm going to wait and see what the motherfucker does. It's hot. I better wait and look about this because I got to see what Carolyn. Carolyn's put out more products in the last 30 minutes than she has in the last 30 fucking years. And they're still falling. There's a list. There's a list. They can't print fucking labels fast enough to get the shit on the shelves to get out of it as it goes. It's getting hot, Bob. That's what we're talking about. So we don't know. He's going to have to see.
You said you had to wait for me and Carolyn.
Could possibly be. How could a bug take a shit in Asia and cause 2,700 tons of Duaner to blow up his enemies in Beirut, which caused Tiananmen Square vigil, which undoes all of Xi Jinping's dynasty?
Yeah, let's
cracks
look up Tiananmen
great,
Square.
And cracks the Great Wall of China.
Right, so
y'all
I'm looking
better,
at
y'all
the...
Y'all better run.
I don't see anything about Tiananmen Square today on the Drudge, but there is something happening in China today.
Oh, Drudge? They closed Drudge. Drudge don't work no more. That's old news. That's the Encyclopedia Britannica, Bob. That's the sack of Peters. Nobody looks at Drudge no more, for Pete's sake. That's stupid. Why don't you wait for the Wall Street compost, the Washington compost? Then maybe they'll tell you something. That's terrible, Bob. New York.
Right,
slime.
So we go to, was it Dan Bongino? They might, well, just say Tiananmen
Square. Why don't you
try
Bing? Why don't you try Bing? That's a Microsoft company who has the most shareholders that are in China.
So are these protests in Hong Kong or in Tiananmen Square today?
At Tiananmen Square, a vigil. And they're doing it also in Hong Kong, but in Tiananmen Square as well.
Wow. Yeah, 30 years later, the Beijing man, this is 30 years later, Carolyn.
Yeah.
No, doesn't seem nothing about...
Try Bing. They have nice pictures.
Is there any coverage of this Chinese thing? Not out
yet? Yeah, it's out. It's out. Take by the planet, Bob. Take
so
by,
the Tiananmen Square vigil was banned today.
Well, but was it? And why?
So there's people resisting it right now?
Yes,
okay.
There are.
All right, so let's... were the Borgias their own empire, or they merged with the Medicis?
No, they were their own empire. They ruled the Medicis in the day.
Right, but the Medicis took over. The Borgias fell off?
They made the Florins. The Florins are what took over. They just happened to have all of them.
The Medicis.
See, they made it be a, yeah, they made the money, so they were the money. They didn't have any money, but they made the money, so they had all
right.
The money that was made. So once the next or the next or the next or the next, but Pope Pity Pope Pius the 99th, it all got to fall away because it was all about the monies. The church was trying to make it be about the monies, so that pumped the Medicis even higher because they made the monies. Okay.
Right, so the Borgias were trying to take over the Pope world. It didn't work.
They did take over the Pope world, almost for several of them.
And it didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's what
they
made
would...
Rome. It's what made Rome. The Borgias are what made Rome.
No, Rome is. You mean the printing press Rome or Jesus'
no.
time, third Jesus'
no.
time Rome?
No. It's what made where Vatican is and all that opulence.
Oh, it's within Italy.
Yeah,
Borgias are still in the fight. The Borgias are still in the fight.
We don't want to get into it, but yes.
Okay. And they tried to make the Vatican be the powerful point, and they made a mistake. They didn't go for the money. Medici's did
and
the money.
Just like when they went over to the Sand Negros instead, you can have all the money in the world as long as you sell your oil in U.S. dollars. You can have it all, okay? The deal was with the papacy, as long as you deal in our florins, you can be the world religion and control the world, have it all. And then the Catholic Church got away from that, and now it's gone. Now the church is borrowing money. Now the church is getting sued for diddling little boys.
Right. So,
sue the church?
Right. So the boards,
dioceses are filing for bankruptcy. It's, how does a nonprofit file for bankruptcy, Bob?
So the Borgias thought the Vatican would get a lot of money as a big power place, but they didn't know you had to make the money.
They did. Factory. It worked out real good as long as it did. The cannons don't mean nothing if you don't got saltpeter, Bob. Saltpeter doesn't work unless you have gunpowder. No, unless you have sulfur.
When did the Borgias fail? And Medici's locked it in. 200 years ago, back when they had a couple of popes and during the Renaissance, or...
Well, not over yet. We don't know. It ain't over yet. We'll let you know.
Well, no, it's over for the Vatican.
Oh, no. Oh, not the Borgias. The Vatican's not involved in the conversation.
Oh.
The Vatican's
it's not over
where
they
for
live. The Borgias. Yeah.
They
not
put
over
the
for
right,
the Borgias.
They put the right big dick in there, Bob, and we'll pump that thing right up. Hey, we'll bring Peter back and say, yes, this is the one true God on earth.
Ooh, all right.
Yes, worship him. We'll do that. May do it yet, just for shits and giggles. Hey, that gives Carol a new customer base.
Okay.
They can serve Remag. They can serve Remag at communion and go through barrels of it, Carolyn.
Okay, next topic. Somebody sent me a CNN clip where some government representative of the UFO office, the UFO desk, said, oh, yes, we do have proof there are ETs, foreign bodies. And he said, but I'm not saying that exactly. I'm just saying journalists should investigate this. So they're making the UFO disclosures last couple of weeks really up in the ante. Is that because they're trying to cut me off at the pass? Are they trying to interfere with
me?
No.
You made these goddamn rules and regulations about what is and is not, and what fake news is, and what you can believe and what you can't believe. Well, all this has been around since Roswell and the whole bullshit, and nobody believed it because it was some conspiratorial conspiracy of a conspiracy of a conspiracy. So now it's got to be validated and shown to be, and said so they can come back and say, oh, yeah, remember Independence Day? Yeah, this has been around. It's the Book of Secrets, the National Book of Secrets. The president knows all about it. Oh, it's hidden in the Library of Congress. Oh, yeah. So it starts to pin the tail on the donkey so Madeline doesn't have to suck QAnon's dick to see what's really going on or not.
Yeah, but what – okay, so translation. The UFO disclosures.
They're making the UFO disclosures to put them in the news so they become newsworthy. So when you actually have contact, like how is SpaceX all of a sudden now be able to drop a rocket on a dime in the fucking sea on an Earth that's spinning when a hurricane is going on and they have a glassy sea that's completely stopped? You can't do what they're able to do, Bob. And that's to put them head and shoulders above this condition that allows you to have good portability. You must have portability.
Well, how were they able to do it? Did aliens run Musk's ship?
We didn't say. Hey, Bob. They had them a lot of them technologies. Yeah. They had them technologies. They had a lot of them. A lot of them technologies.
Who, the Pentagon did?
No. The Pentagon Pentagon didn't do it. Pentagon ain't got shit.
Okay, so who is it? You don't mean Project Paperclip?
SpaceX.
What?
SpaceX. SpaceX.
Well, that's Musk.
Elon Musk. Yeah.
Yeah. Is he working with Trump's Mars Space Force?
Nope. That's not what we're even having any conversation about, Bob. This is about the rockets that are flying, taking off now, and landing. They belong to SpaceX, not the government.
And Musk was a basket case a couple of years ago with his LSD or whatever.
He still is. He still is.
So someone else is running his operation.
We didn't say.
Okay, so he wanted to connect with Ion. Does he listen to us? Did he give up on that? Is he stupid about it?
He does. No, he does, and he's realized that if they don't talk about Tesla cars no more, he's waiting on a Wilson, and then he can really be good at it. But he doesn't have that, so he stopped all that foolishness. And he's tired of picking battles over batteries, which is stupid, because there's not enough cadmium in the world to operate what he's trying to do. And he knows his only vision is now lost in space. That's the only dog we'll hunt today. And we support that because that serves you today.
Right. They are. So
you certainly are not going to get in the damn spaceship business, for God's sake, any more than Carolyn's going to start doctoring people for money.
Right. So that department government guy that I saw the interview, are they aware of my connection to ETs, or there someone else is telling them to do it?
Well, Bob, yes, that's why they're having to stage all this shit. They're running around like a chicken with a head cut off. They're afraid that the Third Reich's going to take over and that some stupid kraut's going to come take over the world while they're sleeping, while you're getting ready for your grand ensemble with the damn aliens to take over the sun, moon, and stars and say, I want you, take a gun and shoot yourself in the face. Then we'll talk. If you don't do
what'd
that,
you say?
I
want you to take a gun in the face. Is that what you said?
Yeah, shoot yourself in the face.
Oh, okay. So they
which is about
coming in
half,
the government.
Which is about half of the G20.
Right. So someone in the government is listening to Ion say that the aliens are going to meet me. They know about
and
that.
They're in a hurry. They're in a hurry.
And why don't they just trust me, or what are they in a hurry to do?
Well, except for CKLN, they probably could. Except for Club 22, they might could trust you, Bob. Except for your zeitgeist and all of Dobstown and FEMA cramps and every other goddamn thing you've said over your last 35 years. You know, they might could, but you've kind of left a pretty sour taste in their mouth when it comes down to eschatology, Bob.
Yeah, so they're racing to get their own operation going, hijack once I get the contact.
No,
they
don't hijack. No, they're making it so you can.
If you
walk in and start this shit, they're not going to believe it. They're going to say, that's some made-up bullshit. There ain't no goddamn aliens. He's the Church of Subgenes. This is some of the dang stuff. That motherfucker died of ass cancer years ago. He's dead. He's long gone dead. He didn't make nothing. He don't even smoke a pipe. Sitting there with a pipe in his mouth. That's stupid. That's crazy. Ain't nothing. They pan it all off as enough. It would be, who is the guy who doesn't believe in Columbine?
Alex Jones?
Yeah. Where is he today? He was all that. He was all that in the bag of chips.
And why is he gone? Did he get other things?
Because he overstepped. He overstepped. He was right, but he wasn't happy. He was right, but he got himself sideways with the thing. He got ahead of it. They're trying to make it so that it all lands together. Who is that lesbian woman?
Ellen DeGeneres.
You can't be Ellen DeGeneres. Fuck, she was the safest thing on the planet. She didn't hurt fucking nothing. She wouldn't even suck a dick. She didn't like nothing. She wouldn't have nothing wrong with her. She was fine. Now they're all going the fuck after her now. So you got to lay back. Trump's
laying
back.
So what's your point?
This is
she went after Trump, so Trump gets his revenge on her.
No, she likes Trump. She likes Trump. They got her because she sat with Bush at a ball game. They got her because she sat with Bush in a damn ball game.
Who didn't like Bush?
The
Paula
Pierro. Well, it ain't the lesbian. It's not the lesbians. It's them. It's the anti-fossilites. Anti-fossilites. So they say they have numbers, and so they go after anything that doesn't support their causes. Oh.
Okay, so she sat with Bush this year or 5 years ago? When did that happen?
Last year at a ball game.
All right, so,
no big
so
deal.
The Black Lives
No big deal. They didn't fuck her nothing. They just sat beside each other.
Yeah. Is Black Lives Matter run by the tech body, Vile Judgments World?
We can't say.
I'm part of the tech body, so if the tech body is doing it, I'm doing it.
Yeah, but the problem is with most things, you don't know.
That's right.
As the dark soul just laughs.
I got this whole army working for me, Gerald. I know that. So,
he could never. He's safer than a ham sandwich. They can't even get a grand jury to give a true bill on him. They'll indict a ham sandwich first, and then call it. And it was a ham sandwich, and it was McLuhan.
That's pretty neat, Gerald. Think of it that way. Here I'm running everything. But I'm a total extreme hands-off manager. I don't even know.
Yeah.
Have to know what's happening. Yeah. It's being done for me, though, Carol.
Yeah.
What do you think of that, Carol?
Not quite. And almost as neurotic. And almost as neurotic as Vern. Christensen.
Okay, so,
he was neurotic.
So Does Elon Musk keep up on what Ion says?
He does.
Okay. So he knows about me. You know,
everybody does, Bob, sooner or later.
Everybody does, Joe. Okay, another topic.
Well, sooner or later, I mean, how do you get around it?
Yes, I read an article, or I started to.
One time?
And
is that like the book you never finished?
That's right. So it's about how millennials, their main issue is they're lonely. Is that true? Are millennials lonely?
We don't know what a millennial is, so we're not sure.
Someone born around 1990 or in the mid-late 80s.
And so what does that mean? We don't even know. What does that mean?
1800,
1740, 1733?
Just a few years ago, and they're the focus of advertising and everything because they got to know what the millennials are into. They're the ones with money, or at least till recently. And they're very concerned about what directions they're going into.
Why would they be? They sure begging for a lot. They got all this money.
Are millennials any more lonely than anybody ever was lonely in Little Man Land?
Yeah, a little bit. Because, see, back in the 50s and the 60s, everybody was missionary position in the 50s. And in the 60s, it was free love. Everybody didn't know who they was. They were just fucking. They didn't know. They were just fucking.
Right.
I mean, that's all. In the 70s, they got scared, and then they had to know who they were fucking. So they would only fuck somebody who could fuck. So then they only fucked other people's wives and husbands. So that's when they had to have the Harper Valley PTA. Yeah. So
was that before AIDS?
Before AIDS, yeah. Because AIDS was a little bitty, and that was just the homosexuals. Then it turned into everybody. And as soon as it turned into everybody, then nobody. So now it don't matter. All of a sudden.
So, and nobody fucked, you're saying, after AIDS.
Correct. Well, yeah, they did. That's how they were spreading it around. But then AIDS turned into a nothing thing. It turned into a nothing thing. So then it's kind of like, well, we got nothing to really mess nothing up. And even they had the hepatitises and shit. That don't even work. They even cure hepatitises now. Four or five different
so what
pills.
Are people,
you take them
so why are
weeks.
They lonely?
You have no,
are they lonely?
You have no trouble. Now, they're not now. They're just not fucking. They're not doing nothing.
Why aren't
they
fucking?
Just do nothing. Just no inclination. See, now they got the pills to make them want to fuck, the Viagras and the things, and they don't even care. I mean, it's like they're not interested.
Right. Is that because
they're not even moved.
Right, but is that because of the wonderful stimulation of the chip body and the... Android meme. What else is what else they interact
with?
Well,
some people don't Some people don't call that adulation. Some people call it their bitter end. Some people say,
yes,
"Oh, if I fuck with that, I get messed up. I get destroyed. I get eviscerated. One bad tweet, you fuck one goat, and they'll never let you live it down."
I know. Okay, so why are they more lonely if it's not because of the chip body?
Well, the millennials don't know what lonely is. They've never been happy, so they don't miss it. So they're not lonely, they're just autonomous. They think through their tech body. They don't have a body otherwise. That's why they're all fat or can't eat. Have to have soy, double mocha, frappuccino, soy, milk, hold the garden. Had to have drinks and ain't nothing to them. It's actually hurting them, but we don't want to get sideways.
But you're saying they're more unhappy. They're more, what, veganite? What was that word?
Veganites.
Veganites. So they're more unhappy than lonely, is what you're saying.
Well, we can't say that because we can't say they've ever been happy. They grew up in a world of Buzz Lightyear, Bob.
Yeah.
Buzz Lightyear, the Toy Story. They grew up in that world. They live in the world of Disney. The Eisner runs that generation. And those motherfuckers still watch the Disney Channel. That are born in that realm. It's all fairy tale, Disneyland, cartoons, see? So they might live in a cartoon. Well, babies don't fuck, Bob. They don't know to fuck.
You say babies?
Like babies.
Yeah.
Babies, yeah.
If they heard us and Ion and that, would they respond or they're beyond redemption?
Some might.
Not too many. Right?
Not too many. Yeah. Yeah. You lay down with dogs and you get fleas, and you lay down with chickens and you get mites.
Right. So you have said that a lot of them are going to die over the next while.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're going to have short lives. That's still happening.
Short, sad lives.
All right.
And we wish better for them. That's not true. We don't care. Do what you do.
But it's the nadir. I think that means the bottom, the nadir. It's not the other word. The nadir, the bottom of our civilization, we have reached, and that's why I'm.
Are you talking about the derriere?
No, we are so embedded in technology and don't know how to deal with it, and so that's we are in a bad shape, and we had to have Ion come in and the eye cell put some spark in people, and the millennials are
low
point, right? All right, you agree? The low point of civilization. That's happened.
That's true. Say it.
Yeah, let's just see this. What is that? Yep. Nadir means lowest point. Okay, back to the next topic. Did Jesus wrestle with an alien in the Garden of Gethsemane?
Here he is, Carolyn, using words that he has to look up after he uses them to see if he used them correctly and right.
Well, I'm just checking.
That's our boy.
I check my work. Listen to this. Did the third Jesus wrestle with an alien in the Garden of Gethsemane?
An angel. And Lucifer. And,
oh, the Two famous temptation?
Now the temptations weren't popular until the 50s, Bob.
No. So, yeah, that wasn't in the Garden of Gethsemane, I don't think. I think it was when he's over the desert.
No, that was a ghetto. It was a ghetto, yeah.
What, the Garden of Gethsemane or the desert?
Yeah. We didn't say anything about the desert. You did.
Yeah, I don't know. When did he have the temptation? Wasn't that out in the desert somewhere?
Oh,
or was it?
No, it was in Gethsemane. It was a garden.
Okay. Now, you just said there was an angel and there was Lucifer. Did you mean there was just Lucifer?
Two.
Was
nope,
the angel?
There's two. Nope, there's two.
What was the second one?
The alien. Alien.
Oh, no, okay. There was an alien in the Garden of Gethsemane as well as Lucifer. And were they trying to undermine his job, wake him up, say you're doing a stupid thing, it's not going to work out? Or what? They have another purpose.
We don't even know what that means.
Look, what was their purpose in bugging Jesus in the garden?
Oh, so he could come into his power. He had to shine. He had to show out.
He showed out, and
the angel could take advantage of him, like they try to do to Carolyn.
You mean the Lucifer, the angel being Lucifer, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and did
the
and
angel,
so did Jesus
the angel of the
his,
Lord.
Jesus didn't take his power.
Correct.
I have it all backwards. I think he did. He took his power when he was on the Emmaus walk.
No, that was after he's dead. He ascended after that.
Right. Well,
he
didn't take his power.
Ascension.
How come he survived death?
Oh, because he went to had to go get the keys to death, hell, and the grave, which means he had to get the keys. So he had
was
to die
that a little,
to save Moses.
Was that a little? Right. Was that a little man project?
We don't think so. It's okay.
So he didn't take his power with Lucifer. If he had taken his power, he wouldn't have done the crucifixion.
Right. He would have ascended right here. And then little man wouldn't have had a chance.
All right. So the larger picture, maybe Open Hell's plan was he's going to have to be not take his power. He's going to have to get crucified to help the little man.
Right.
And helping little men was taking the keys and getting rid of hell, death, and the grave, correct?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And why do you
opening
call it hell?
That
there was no, right, there was no hell back then. Dante brought in the concept of hell.
The purgatory. The purge of purgatory.
Okay, so you agree hell's not an accurate term for that period.
Just made up.
Right. So
I mean, we're not mad about it or nothing. It's just made up.
How was he able to do that, get the keys, and do that if he hadn't taken his power?
Because Carolyn's reading the keys, and she's getting her power. She started reading the keys before she had her power.
So Jesus did his act. He did his act without having power.
Well, that's how he applied the keys in the air.
Oh, did he start applying it?
He did.
Oh, through the keys and airs that he got rid of hell, death, and the grave, or purgatory.
Correct. Subjugated it.
Hmm. Now, we talk about... Yeah, now the
conjugation, that's different.
The guff is gone, but you say we have a purgatory. Is that left over from what Jesus failed to totally eliminate?
We could say yes.
All right. That's interesting, hey, Carol? I don't know if Carol heard that, but that was new details there for Ginny to ponder. The Bible scholars. So when did Jesus take his... He ascended. When did that happen?
On the Emmaus Road.
And we would say that's when he took his power, right?
No, that's what they said. When they was walking along with the Christ, Mary was outside, there was the whore Mary, outside of the tomb, and she was trying to grab him. And he said, "Don't touch me. My ascension isn't complete yet." He didn't want his body defiled yet.
Right. Okay, so...
on the
what,
Emmaus
he said it right
road.
Then? Yeah, no. He
no,
went
right
on
after
walk.
That.
He went on his walk after the Mary encounter.
He was on the walk.
And on the walk, he did it. And then he ascended, and he didn't put any favor or belief or happiness into what he had done to hell, death, and the grave. Or was he happy he had done that, even though he was a little man? And taking his power yet.
Pissed.
He was happy he did that because it helped the little man.
He was pissed. He wanted foie gras.
He was pissed at what he had done.
Yeah.
Because he could see it would lead to the Vatican and the Borgias and all that stuff. Peter.
That bullshit shit.
Right. So how is he today? He's not here, not the physical.
He's in Leningrad.
Oh, he has mastery of his eternity and his physical, and he's here like the other two Jesuses.
He comes and goes.
Do they, the two Jesuses, come and go? The two other Jesus?
They're mostly always here.
Right. This came up. People were saying, discussing staying in the physical, not dying, taking your power. And this person said, well, if I die, I can go all these other realms. And I said, well, I think you can do that if you stay in the physical. And he didn't get that.
Yes, you can.
Yeah, so staying in the physical and ascending in the physical does include the fantasy people have of dying and going to better realms, more spiritual realms. It's freer somewhere else.
Correct. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, so they're misconceiving what happens when you ascend and stay in the physical. You will have access to all expanded physical, so to speak. But why is the physical so important? Why is it the base of everything, the foundation?
It's present. It's present. When we say present, means that you have control of it. When you're dead, you got to do a Kurt Netter pup. You got to ask somebody else. But when you're present, you get to say, how the milk got in the coconut.
And you can only do that if you have a physical.
Correct. Otherwise, you got to ask somebody else.
Right, because
if you don't have your power, you got to use somebody else's.
Right, and you are engaging the non-physical or the other realms, and they're not as important as this physical realm, even though it's not limited to the picture of the earth and the globe and the traditional scientific imagery of here, of the physical, what I call the literate chemical body.
That's the reason we say that you can borrow our power, but we're not trying to get you to come into our power. That's what built the tech body. We're trying to get you to come into your power. Now, if you can't come into your power, okay, use ours. That's fine. But don't get stuck there. Move on. See, Carolyn doesn't get stuck there. She uses it to her advantage, but she doesn't count on it exclusively. See, she
I use it to my advantage?
But
you
say
don't
do
she builds
shit.
It? She,
you don't do,
wait a minute.
Yeah, she builds on it. Builds on
it. She builds
on
it. I don't do that.
You don't do shit. No, you don't.
In other words, I'm the odd. I'm not even going to be ascended.
Or whatever that means. You'll be, when they figure that out, you'll be wondering what that means.
So I'll just keep talking, questioning, and being isolated.
Do whatever it is you do.
So, are you hearing any of this, Carol?
Yeah.
Yeah. See how dull she is, Ayn? She has no interest in anything we're talking about here. I don't know what she's interested in. It's just in her own product labeling picture, adding more bottles on it. It's a narcissist. It's idolatry. Carolyn's involved in idolatry, medical idolatry.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Idolatry.
And Sheila and Ginny.
Well, they work for Hedron.
What do you call it? They accommodate it. They support it. They encourage Carolyn's idolatry.
So they're codependent then.
Yeah. They're codependent on Carolyn. And Carolyn seems to suck it up. Narcissist.
Ooh,
Carolyn.
Stop. You make our tiki hard. You better quit that.
I like that Carolyn. Narcissist Carolyn, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So did I finish that point? What, Carolyn? Yeah, he likes to use the word suck a lot. So, Ion, the way I visualize it or conceive it or perceive it is ascension is an expanded physical, and all fantasies of leaving the limited 3D physical and going to other dimensions like Thompson advocates in yoga is a misconceiving of the process of ascension.
It would be a misnomer.
Right. So what is the physical? Is it just the cellular? What is the physical that is so important and a base for everything that gives us our autonomy?
It's the basis of everything.
The base is BASIS.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yes. Is it the musical frequencies below the cellular, or is it just the cellular?
Just the cellular.
That includes the musical frequencies, but they're the concave versus the convex as making up the cellular. So then that leads to that point. Oh yeah. So the hollow, quote, hollow earth is part of the concave or convex of the cellular.
Yes, that's correct.
That's a good statement. The quote, hollow earth,
statement.
Yeah, is one part of the world realm of the cellular, and then the outer space and the Hubble telescope domain is the concave, so to speak, whichever applies, mm-hmm. of the cellular. So the cellular mm-hmm. has no 6 degrees of separation. There's no where, what,
correct.
When in the cellular.
That's right. That's right.
And when you portal, remember now, when you portal, you go through the cellular, because that's all there is.
Mm-hmm.
It is the Grand Central Station.
You go through the space. You go through the space between the nucleus.
Which is where the ionosphere is?
Do. That's how you're able to get there.
Is that, and here's the clincher count, is that Grand Central Station that you've always talked about?
You said that already. Yeah. It's where the two egg beaters. It's where the two egg beaters attach, yeah.
so the two egg beaters would be the convex concave, as I was making up there.
Yeah.
Right?
You know, you go around the loop.
Now we're back to the egg beater, Carolyn.
Back to the egg. Back to the flour mill, Peppy.
Right. Now, is that the infinity side on the painting? Is the two egg beaters? Is the infinity side?
It is.
Bert's going to go nuts.
It's coming to. Oh, my God. Well, he shouldn't be surprised. Bucky Fuller ate omelets all the time.
So we got Scott. Maybe Alicia might get it. The rest of them aren't going to get it, are they? They just don't do their homework enough.
We don't care. It don't matter. It's okay.
They don't even
care. You know, you're not going to.
Carl Bernstein was interviewed the other day, the old famous Watergate guy. And I think he was putting down Trump or saying there's incredible criminality going on in the White House. Is Bernstein talking trash?
Oh, yeah. There's no more criminality there than there is anywhere else.
Why is he so upset about the criminality in the White House then, since he's so sophisticated?
Mm. Well, now that, I don't know if you've seen the news or not, but now they're promoting Nigger-loving Jews, Bob, so they can't really do that. There's nothing left. They got to go after something.
All right. Who's going after who in that case?
Everything is subject, Bob. The saintly things. The church is bad. Protesting, butt-fucking is good. Tearing up the society, that's good. Being a law-abiding citizen with no laws, that's bad. Being a self-proclaimed autonomous, meaning you take care of your own shit, you take care of your own problems, you help your own self out, you take care of your own family, that's bad. Making a living, doing your own life, making your own way, that's bad. Letting the government
but that's the tech
to
body.
You,
okay, you don't need to do it anymore. Yeah, we know the cliche. So the tech body is making that the reality, that the image.
It is. It's not
right?
Making it, it is. Not making it, it is. It's different. It's not making, it's not causing something, it now is. It's now.
Well,
yes,
it is,
Mussolini would be so excited. Mussolini would be so excited. He finally won, Bob.
But the tech body
well,
is not involved with
second.
That. Then, if it is, the tech body is causing
it. It's feeding.
Does that get something to do with the tech body?
Yeah. Yeah. We closed down his Twitter account to raise hell, and it did. It worked great.
Who did you close down? Carl Bernstein?
Trump's Twitter feed. Trip Trump's national campaign's Twitter feed and the facial book account.
Is this part when Trump goes, he's gone stealth? Be no Twittering from Trump?
Give it a minute.
And then there won't be.
Yeah, we'll see. But that's an old, that's a slow news day. That was early this morning. Now it's all about the dissolution of the NRA, so it didn't last very long, you see.
Right. So what what are you were saying? You closed down the Twitter. When did you do that? It's not closed down.
Yesterday.
And why did you do that?
To get attention for how they're being biased against Donald Trump. He broke the rules. He said school kids don't get coronavirus, and it broke Facebook rules, so they shut down his account. And he can't be opened back up until he takes that off. They rule the world, not the sitting president of the United States. They know best, not the sitting president. They just got off the Congress. They just got off Congress. They know we're not judging. We're not nobody's judge. We don't judge nobody. We know, except the president. Fuck that president. We got him. But everybody else can say anything they want to say. But now Donald J. Trump and his crew, no, hell no. You're not going to say shit. Yeah.
Yeah,
you
so
break
you're
our rules.
About Donald Sr., not Donald Jr. I'm about Donald Sr.
Oh, yeah.
Why is Twitter against
campaign.
Trump? What are they afraid of? Do they know what Trump's going to do? He's going to ruin Obama?
Yeah.
They know that?
Well, Obama never made anything. You can't ruin something. There was anything. What did he do? He wasn't even
a
congressman for 30
years. He had a rally in the church the other day. He had a rally in the church the other day at John Lewis's funeral.
He said,
he had 50 people applauding.
He got in Ebenezer Baptist Church and said, darndest. That motherfucker got in a black church and said, darndest. Yeah, he said people are doing their darndest.
What's
like instead of damn it. The damnedest time, he said, darndest.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't say damn, so he said, they're darndest.
What's wrong with that?
Time of, well, no, it's just that he would have to get an Ebenezer Baptist Church to do it. The Reverend Wright, he would have said, God damn the United States of America. That's what his preacher would say. That's what Obama's preacher said. He said, don't God bless
right, but
America.
Are you saying Obama reeled it in and was polite by saying darndest?
He was trying to make a glib slap. The way he said it, it was like the twist of this is a funeral, this is John Lewis, this is a whole la la la. So.
Yeah, so he couldn't say damn, that would be bad.
Correct. But his preacher would have. His preacher
okay,
would
yes,
have said
yes. Okay. So why Twitter? Is it run by the CIA and the swamp, and they're out to
no.
get Trump?
No.
Why does Facebook hate Trump? Why does the Silicon Valley hate Trump?
Everything does, because he's the swamp. He's got the plug. He's fixing to pull the plug to drain the swamp. And the only thing that made them up, they put all this money in the hat that gets them protected. If he pulls the plug, he's going to turn back around and say, you know what? Fuck Twitter and turn it off. He could do that we could do that with a legislative, with an executive order. He could outlaw tweeting. Well, that'd be really bad for business, Bob.
So there's a devil's compromise, or whatever that phrase is, between the new technology, chip landscape, Silicon Valley, and the bureaucrats who are part of the tech body. You said don't
know.
The
bureaucrats are not. The bureaucrats are not part of the tech body. The bureaucrats are trying to gain from the tech body. And every time they raise up their little head, they get their head chopped off, Bob. Haven't you been watching?
Okay, so the bureaucrats are the swamp in popular terms.
Yeah. Nancy Pelosi is trying to follow the tech body to keep votes. So whatever the tech body goes with, that's what we're going to do. Yeah, that's right. Exactly right. Yeah, that's what we're going to do. Yeah, that's right. That's right. And then it slaps her in the face. Well, we don't have the votes. Well, we'll have to see. Well, why don't everybody get their $600 a week? Why, that's what they want. Why can't they have that? Well, just go ahead and pass it. You got the votes. Pass it. Then all of a sudden she shuts the fuck up. Well, we'll have to take it under consideration, and we'll have to see about it. Well, I'm not so sure. And money don't grow on trees, and I don't know who you people think you are. There's no rich people left to tax to death. Now, here we go. There's no rich people left to tax to death.
Where did the rich people lose their money? They got money. What happened?
No. They're going to leave the United States of fucking America is what happened to their money.
Oh, okay.
If that were to happen.
If Trump wins, they don't like Trump. If,
is that because Trump
no, if Biden wins.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Black death.
Right. It'll be what?
But you got to get rid Black death.
Did you say?
You got to get rid of the nasty Pelosi's, who will be for Trump in a minute. Just give it 1 second. She'll be singing his praises, but it don't matter. She's got to go.
Okay. She'll be singing his praises knowing that she has to be pro-Trump to get reelected. That's her motive.
Correct.
So is the tech body, you're saying the tech body's doing this, tech body, is that the third, the 311s we don't control, or it's Bob and Carolyn, or it's mixture and you can't tell?
We'll have to see. We'll take it under advisement.
You can't tell me what it is, the distinction yet, between the 311s.
We said we'd take it under advisement. What more do you want?
Well, I don't know what that means. That doesn't sound like action.
Well,
but the
okay.
Definition.
We'll put it in the Dobbs quadrant. We'll put it in the Dobbs quadrant if no action is required.
What is the 12th factor that makes it 12-12 in the tech body? I think it was asked the other day.
Oh,
you didn't answer.
The kingdoms. Those are the kingdoms, Bob.
Oh, that we were talking about earlier?
Yeah. But don't tell
nobody. Yeah, so I have to delete this part. Okay.
Yeah, you may not have to delete it, but don't overplay it. But we don't know, no one else will get it, but it will make Bertrand's little TT hard. We promise you that. That will do that for him.
What will? What are we talking about that would make?
The knowledge that the 12 kingdoms and the third key is the 12 parts of the tech body presently.
Okay. Nurse Jen in New Jersey gave a nice little speech on the steps of maybe the Capitol building in Trenton, New Jersey, and she pointed out how successful the hydroxychloroquine was. Was she good?
Yeah.
Did she get much impact? Is she starting a revolution?
Nobody's seen it. They won't let anybody look. They won't let anybody look at it. They won't let anybody see it.
But she had a point that you agree with.
Didn't.
She was testimonial to the power of hydroxychloroquine.
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful.
She knew it had to have. It was what? Blissful?
Get a suitcase full of them. Yeah, get all of them.
Right.
Pick six.
But she knows
back.
You have to. She knows, and they use zinc.
Yes.
Because I think she talked about a spray on in the first couple of weeks in their hospital. Nobody died.
Yes.
I think you can rub it on. Is that what you do? You can rub it in.
Yes.
And has zinc in
it. Yes.
Yeah, and you can. It'll have the zinc in it when you do that.
Oh yes, it would. Carolyn, this is you're out of your wheelhouse, boss.
Okay. Next point. Herbert W. Armstrong said that Lucifer ruled the world for 6,000 years, and we've come to the end of that. Going to go through a bit of tribulation in the transition period, but the way he made it simple. Lucifer ran the world; nobody could do anything about it for 6,000 years. That's what you mean when you just said the people behind the Democrats know certain things always worked, how they work, and you also said way back a month ago so that evil always wins. That's what Herbert Armstrong was referring to. And that's changed.
Yes. Now
that's changed.
That's why we're having to. That's why we're being more sebaciously careful with little tidings of great joy that we share, because we can't really give them the heads up, because they'll take advantage of it, as they have somewhat already.
Right. Someone pointed out in the phrase "the dark soul," the soul records everything. So dark soul. Part of my role is the archivist. I record everything.
So far.
That's why I'm called
so
the soul.
Far.
All right. I said, Alex Kuska has banned Scott from the McLuhan Facebook. He's having a bit of a tantrum. It seems to be irrational. Is he picking up that the McLuhan scene is dead? Is he picking up something?
It's dead. He's banned Scott. He better bring Scott back, because Scott was the only person there.
I know.
There's a party of two, and there's conspiracy, so I'm not going to include myself in this conversation. He should quietly step away himself. I mean, that's the same thing. People are trying to find papers to write papers about Bob. It's silly.
And it's so academia is really not going to get back in doing the TV Zoom form of classroom.
You self-righteous hypocrite. You destroy, eviscerate all of academia, and now you're starting to ask damn questions. Why didn't you think of that before you tore shit up? They're already saying that the Zoom is recorded from 2 years ago, that it's old information, that it's not going to apply. Why would you do this? You need a trade. You don't need that. You don't. That ain't doing you no good. I'm going to have a Bachelor of Better Business Barter or some ridiculous good housekeeping bullshit and learn how to make milk.
So Cliff High, he predicted that everybody should get a trade. That's where we're heading?
Well, if our get a good shovel to dig the graves, maybe get a nice track hoe to do the mass graves, that might be a good job.
Yeah, be an opportunity
to
garbage.
You better start collecting. You're going to have to start getting you up a few. You're almost out of truffle pigs. You know, the pig smell the truffles find the truffles. Because you're going to be low, dangerously low of white truffles, Bob. And you can't have your macaroni and cheese without white truffles for sure. Okay, even though you don't have to shave them thinly on the bias, but you can't live like this.
Yeah, I don't deal with pigs. You claim I do, but I don't. Unless the other Bobs do. That's not my province.
No, you just like to put your feet on their bellies. Nice.
Pound, compartmentalize the items. Well, McClellan did that, understanding media. He had each medium, each medium.
Because of Ezra Pound. That's the only reason. But he did it because that was how he tried to explain it. But he didn't do it that was their compartment. He blended it all back into, well, that's in the media ecology. Well, that's in how it applies. Well, that's in the what you call the zeitgeist. It's how it all contains. But Ezra Pound actually made it stay in the drawer. He had drawers, and everything stayed in the drawer. McLuhan separated, but it was all part of the big chest of drawer conundrum of these different conditions, TV bodies and things.
It's a literate thing to keep separate classifications, separate compartments. What's the service of that Pound realized?
That you could all, in mise en place, you could always find where it is if you put it away where it's supposed to go.
And McLuhan lost that ability.
McLuhan slurred it all together. He took every color of the rainbow and made black. And then accused black of being pervasive.
So I'm showing the merger of everything, the five bodies and all that, and how he predicted it, because in the end he said, I can't tell the difference between the media and the message. Hard to tell the difference.
See?
That's the result.
See? That's the mixing. And Ezra Pound say, you hypocrite. No, the medium and the message, they might be the fallout of each other, but one is not the twain of the second. One is separate from the other. So it may become a part of it, but they are separate. They're in separate drawers. The socks don't go where the underwear goes. They're separate drawers if you wear underwear.
Okay. And well, he realized that, but then he couldn't maintain it. He made his unforgivable
there. So therefore, it should be the Ezra Pound salon rather than the McLuhan. Those all of our quadrants win, Bob. They don't lose in the end. Oh, you picked
who's
four
out?
Losers. You picked four losers in yours.
Oh, I see. Who are your quadrants? You want to name them?
We're not going to do your work. You can get the Waylon Jennings straightened out. You can get that straightened out. You can get there.
Right. So a Pound is the LaRouche quadrant. So there's an importance to
Pound
LaRouche.
Pound, a lot of it, though, but it wasn't. So LaRouche took it too far. See, he separated and would never let him engage. He went too far. So it was always the queen. It was always your bum, and it was always something being applied. And that's the only way that it works. So it's a little challenging.
Did you say it didn't apply? It did apply.
That did apply. Yeah. And there's nothing else that fit. then nothing else fit. Nothing else was allowed to be included. And that's wrong, because that's not how it works.
Okay, so pound was balanced.
Yes. Indubitably.
Is he going to become more important in Dobbstown mythology?
That's up to you. That's up to you.
None of it applies to where we are today.
It's all you. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. The cachet. The cachet is the cash machine.
I am. They're talking about what's coming. They talked about what's coming. We've arrived at what's coming. You were just talking about it today, what we're up against, what they're up against. That's what the rough beast that slouches toward Jerusalem, according to W.B. Yeats, has arrived. Correct?
Well, Herbert W. Armstrong would agree.
Right. But we won. It arrived. We won the battle. And now we're in Genesis. We're in the book of Genesis.
Now you got to beget. Well, you're a little bit closer to Ezekiel. You're a little bit closer to Ezekiel than you know.
Is that useful? Is that useful?
We're not mad. We like it. You may not, but we like it.
Will we get to Genesis with Ezekiel? Has to be via Ezekiel?
Call it, say, vis-a-vis. So, yeah.
Right. Is Ezekiel the guy that I had the countertop with and he won't talk to me anymore? Is that Ezekiel? Or was it Elijah?
He'll talk to you. They all talk to you. Elijah's the one you pissed off. Or no, Elijah's the one you pissed on and he didn't want it. Yeah.
Right, right. Okay, how's he doing today in relation to me? Relaxed?
Doing good. He's doing good.
Is he relaxed?
No complaining. No complaints.
Okay. Even though he didn't have access to me, it's going to be a drag.
Right. Well, he always thought of himself better than you, Bob.
Well, most people do. Okay.
Yeah.
The final point.
Sooner or later. Sooner or later.
All I remember,
oh, you're going to be mad. 3 hours and 16 minutes. You're going to be mad.
Yeah. I think the 15 minutes is not recorded, though. It's not the...
Oh, you got to do all those...
That was the preliminary.
Got to do all those sound. Got to do all those sound bits.
Yes. So, the final topic would be